Fellowship Church Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us. If you have your Bible, I want you to go with me to Proverbs chapter 6. So I've just been working my way around some Proverbs over the last couple of days, and I ran across Proverbs chapter 6. And so I've been thinking about the cost of adultery. And it just kind of grabbed me when I started reading through Proverbs chapter 6, the long-term cost of individuals that are involved in a marriage relationship, stepping outside of that marriage relationship, and the effects that take place around that. And so probably going to be a lot more verses that I read than normal, but I just feel like it's something that just needs to be pondered, needs to be considered by us as a church family individually, and really kind of highlight these words, because I just don't think we hear much about it anymore. I mean, we know it's happening all around us, but, and so my son, keep your father's commandments and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your hearts always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. Great insight, just thinking about the commandments of Scripture. As we just sit and soak and, you know, getting up in the morning, just talking to our Father, knowing who truth is and what truth is, and then hearing the still small voice. Going on verse 23, for the commandment is a lamp and a teaching light, and reproofs of discipline are the way of life, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire beauty in the heart. Do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. For the price of the prostitute is only a loaf of bread, but a married woman hunts down a precious life. Just thinking that about the price of the prostitute as a load of bread, just thinking in the world that we live in and the sin that's available to us, and it's so inexpensive, but yet the long-term damage that it causes. And so as you continue on today, thinking about, okay, there's opportunity for me to have, okay, I'm gonna accept your commandments. I'm not going to walk away outside of those, knowing that there's things that might be monetarily not really expensive, but look what he says as you continue on. Can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk on a hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. None who touches her will go unpunished. People, do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his appetite when he's hungry. But if he's caught, he will pay sevenfold. He will be given of the goods of his house. He who commits adultery lacks sense. He who does it destroys himself. So the opportunity for momentary pleasure and not counting the long-term cost of that momentary pleasures. He will get wounds and dishonor and a disgrace will not be wiped away, for jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes refuge or revenge. He will accept no compensation. He refuses, though you multiply gifts. Now, I realize today that you and I are in a society where adultery is defined differently when I think biblically. Biblically, we know that if we look and continue looking and continue pondering about that individual, that's committing adultery. And we also know that, you know, one look and two looks are not, you know, ultimately they're going to be satisfaction to us. You know, sin doesn't just go in little steps. It continues down bigger steps. So as a family, I want us just to count the cost of adultery today. I want us to ponder the words of Proverbs chapter 6, thinking about the opportunity to be a walk in obedience of the commandments, thinking about what is in front of us, the here and now, the temporary pleasure that is so awesome in the moment, but in the long-term consequences of that sin. And so as you enter into the weekend, and maybe you need to spend some time just pondering the thoughts of what this could cost, or you're thinking, looking around at your friends saying, man, they're doing this and this, and the long-term damage that they're causing to their children, to their family, to their grandchildren. Momentary pleasures are great, but I think a lot of times we forget the cost. So maybe today we need to reponder the cost of adultery. Father, this is not a fun subject, and it's not an easy subject, but it's something that's pretty clear in your word as you look at Proverbs. And so as we as a family listen to the scriptures and consider the scriptures, may we humble ourselves to the truth of the scriptures, say, you know what, that if I get involved in that, there are long-term consequences. So Father, we will need your help to walk away from our temporary gratification to the truth of who you are and what you are in our lives. So help us, Father. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining us for Let's Talk.